Donald Trump meets Minnesota business owners affected by riots. By Charlie Spiring on August 17, 2020. President Donald Trump on Monday met with Minneapolis business owners affected by the destructive riots in the name of George Floyd. The president criticized former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate Senator Kamala Harris for asking for donations to help bail out the rioters who had been arrested for violence and looting. "Their sympathies lie with lawbreakers and with criminals. My heart is with law-abiding, hard-working Americans like these people," Trump said. "And my heart is also with the great men and women of law enforcement." The president tore into local Democrats for failing business owners by allowing riots and looting to continue in the city in the name of George Floyd. While the city's liberal mayor refused to defend its citizens, which was incredible, their lives were destroyed while the leadership of the Democrats cheered, their dreams burned to the ground, Trump said. Minneapolis firefighter Corboy, KB, Bala and his wife told the story about how he spent his life savings to open a sports bar before it was destroyed by rioters. Bala said he was working to rebuild the bar and was currently working to get financing to purchase a building for $1.3 million. Trump suggested that it might be possible for Bala to get government assistance and ask for the name of the bar. "The bikers over there, they'll be there, like even if it's burned down they will be there," Trump said with a chuckle, referring to some of his bikers for Trump supporters. Bala laughed and said the name of the bar was Scores Sports Bar. The president also welcomed Jim Stage, the owner of Lloyd's Pharmacy, operating in the same building for more than 100 years before it was looted and burned to the ground during the riots. Stage said he was working on rebuilding but was currently serving his customers in a satellite location. "Thank you, Mr. President, for fighting for law and order in American cities, and we ask that other politicians rise to the same challenge of protecting our businesses and our neighborhoods," he said. Another owner of an auto repair shop said his business was completely looted and destroyed, as well as vehicles owned by his customers and his tow truck. "I'm here to build a new life and pursue the American dream," he said. "I'm here today to say no to this kind of action." He said he was confident about rebuilding his business and that he had cleared the rubble away. "It might take time, but this is the only way myself and my two little ones live from," he said. "I'm strong, I'm here to fight and to stand up again." John Wolfe, the owner of Chicago Lake Liquors in the city, also spoke about the riots that destroyed his business. Wolfe said he called 911 over 10 times while watching looters damage his building without any response. "The feeling of helplessness that I had knowing that no one was coming was indescribable," he said. Wolfe said that during the 3 nights of looting, his business suffered 6 fires, 3 feet of standing water, and over $1 million worth of stolen and damaged product. "There's nothing more important for elected officials than providing safety to residents and businesses. Without that, nothing works," he said. He expressed frustration that no one was arrested for the looting, noting that local leaders in the city had failed them. While city leaders discuss reimagining the police department, Minneapolis still needs law enforcement, he said. He said that business owners should expect law enforcement to protect their businesses in exchange for the taxes paid to the city. "I held up to my end. The city of Minneapolis didn't," he said. Trump said that he had all of the local business owners' names and would do whatever he could to help them rebuild. "We're going to see what we can do for you. We'll help you out a little bit, and you may be surprised," he said. "We'll get you going."